One developer rewrote a million lines of systems code this week. In 6 days. He didn't type any of it himself. And the same week, the company that powered that rewrite quietly told every developer on Earth that the all-you-can-eat era ends June 15th. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of May 15, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, three storylines collided this week. AI is now doing real engineering at scale. AI economics is catching up with the marketing. And the cybersecurity inflection point we've been calling out for months finally has receipts. Trump and Xi met in Beijing. Musk skipped his own closing arguments to fly along. And Mira Murati's stealth lab finally shipped a model. Let's get into it.
Story of the week. Aaron, the Bun rewrite. Walk us through it.
On Thursday, the maintainers of Bun, the JavaScript runtime Jared Sumner started 3 years ago, merged a pull request that adds 1,009,000 lines of Rust across 6,700 commits. Bun was written in Zig. This merge replaces the entire language substrate of the project. Sumner used Anthropic's Claude code to do it in 6 days. The pipeline was 4 phases. Feed agents the full Zig codebase with a handwritten Zig to Rust idiom guide. Generate Rust translations in parallel. Push compiler errors back through iterative correction loops. Verify against the existing test suite. The result, 99.8% test compatibility on Linux x64, a 3 to 8 MB binary size reduction, and full completion in under a week. Sumner's framing was blunt. Quote, "We haven't been typing code ourselves for many months now."
And one of his reasons for leaving Zig was that Zig has a no AI development policy.
Right. Bun explicitly chose to leave a language because it couldn't use AI tooling on it. That's a watershed. But the merge is not without compromise. The port contains 13,044 unsafe Rust blocks. A comparable Rust project like UV has 73. Bun embeds Apple's C++ JavaScript core engine, so every FFI call needs unsafe. And the Zig architecture's reliance on global mutable state didn't map cleanly to Rust's ownership model. The agents preserved those patterns, rather than redesigning them. Sumner promises the unsafe count will come down over time. The Hacker News thread, 593 points, 658 comments, split right down the middle. Half called it the most impressive AI coding demonstration to date. Half pointed out this is a million lines of code that no human read in detail.
And then there was the Anthropic announcement the next day.
Same week. On Wednesday, Anthropic confirmed that starting June 15th, all programmatic uses of Claude, the headless flag, the agent SDK, GitHub Actions, third-party wrappers like OpenClaw and Zed, draw from a separate capped monthly credit. The credit equals your subscription price. $20 for Pro, $100 for Max 5X, $200 for Max 20X. Build at full API rates and non-rolling. Interactive chat in Claude.ai or Claude code in a terminal still draws from the existing high-capacity pool. Once your agent credit is exhausted, programmatic calls stop unless you've enabled extra usage at pay-as-you-go prices. Power users on the $200 max plan running mostly headless workloads, CI, batch jobs, voice-controlled coding, are calculating this as roughly a 10x effective price hike.
So the company that just enabled a 6-day million-line rewrite told the people who'd want to do that next that it's no longer flat rate.
That's the picture. This is the cleanest illustration of the central tension in the AI economy right now. On one hand, Bun is the strongest proof yet that frontier agents can do real, large-scale engineering. On the other hand, Anthropic just told developers that exactly that workload is the heaviest part of its load and can no longer be sold at subscription pricing. Subscriptions priced like all you can eat were always a marketing fiction. June 15th is when the unit economics show through to the customer. Expect OpenAI Codex to follow within the year. And Bennett, here's the next argument. If AI can rewrite a million-line systems codebase in a week, The people who used to do that work are next. Sumner is a single founder porting his own project. The Anthropic billing change tells you what happens when the next 1,000 try.
Let's get into the week in AI. Trump landed in Beijing on Wednesday with a CEO delegation.
His first China visit since 2017. Tim Cook, Elon Musk, and, picked up in Alaska after a personal invitation, Jensen Huang. Within hours of Trump's Thursday meeting with Xi, Reuters reported that Commerce had quietly cleared roughly 10 Chinese tech firms, Alibaba, Tencent, ByteDance, JD.com, plus Lenovo and Foxconn as distributors, to buy up to 75,000 NVIDIA H200 chips each. Largest single AI chip export control relaxation since the Biden controls were imposed.
And then Beijing froze it.
By Thursday evening, Commerce Secretary Lutnick told reporters the Chinese central government has not let them buy the chips. Beijing pressured the named firms to hold off because Chinese officials view the imports as a threat to their domestic chip industrial policy. Huawei's Ascend line, DeepSeek's tooling, that whole stack depends on the U.S. export controls staying in place. Huang has been warning for months that NVIDIA's China market share has, quote, effectively fallen to zero. And now Beijing's confirming it. They will eat a one-generation hardware penalty rather than re-anchor their AI stack on U.S. silicon. That's the decoupling story in one transaction. China keeps releasing impressive open-weight models and refuses to buy the best chips it could legally have. The underlying strategy isn't catch-up, it's separation.
And then there's the Musk angle.
Musk skipped the closing arguments of his own $134 billion lawsuit against OpenAI to fly with Trump to Beijing. His lawyer, Stephen Molo, opened by apologizing to the jury for his client's absence. Molo built the closing around Sam Altman's credibility, citing Sutskever, Marotti, Toner, and McCauley, and argued OpenAI executives sought personal gain through the for-profit conversion. OpenAI's counsel said Altman and Brockman never made commitments to Musk about corporate structure. The advisory jury begins deliberating Monday. Judge Gonzalez-Rogers makes the final ruling. The remedies phase opens the same day. Optics-wise, choosing the Beijing photo op over your own closing argument is not the kind of move a jury forgets. Huang riding Air Force One to a state-level chip deal is the clearest sign yet that AI industrial policy and U.S. foreign policy are now the same policy.
AI is moving into the device layer. OpenAI put Codex in the ChatGPT mobile app, and Google announced Google Book.
Thursday, OpenAI shipped Codex inside the ChatGPT mobile app on iOS and Android, available across all plan tiers, including the free Go plan. From your phone, you can monitor live Codex environments running on your Mac, approve commands, review diffs, and test results in real time. Files, credentials, and execution stay on the developer machine. Three companion features the same day. Hooks went GA, programmatic access tokens for CI pipelines launched, and HIPAA-compliant Codex became available for eligible enterprise workspaces. Phone client currently only connects to the macOS desktop Codex app. Windows is coming. Anthropic shipped a similar Claude Code remote control in February, but OpenAI's release ties it natively into the most installed AI app in the world.
And Google Book.
Tuesday at the Android Show I/O edition, Google announced a new AI-native laptop category positioned to replace Chromebooks. Built on a hybrid Android Chrome OS base, codenamed Aluminium OS, ships with Gemini 3.1 Pro deeply integrated and a feature called Magic Pointer, the consumer release of DeepMind's AI pointer research. Magic Pointer lets you gesture or speak at on-screen content, fix this, move that here, summarize this region, and have Gemini act on it across apps. Launch partners are Acer, Asus, Dell, HP, Lenovo. First devices ship in fall 2026. Bennett, the Codex mobile move is OpenAI putting the most powerful coding agent in the world on every iPhone. Watch token consumption. This is exactly the kind of usage Anthropic just decided was uneconomic at subscription pricing. Google Book is Google's boldest UI bet of the week. The wager is that the desktop's primary AI interface is the cursor, not the chat window. Whether that survives contact with actual users is an open question.
Three AI cybersecurity stories converged this week. Aaron, this is the tipping point.
Monday, Google's threat intelligence group disclosed it had thwarted a criminal group using a frontier LLM to discover a zero-day in a widely used open-source web admin tool, build a working Python exploit that bypasses 2FA, and prepare for a planned mass exploitation event. The exploit code carried LLM fingerprints, textbook Pythonic structure, educational comments, a hallucinated CVSS score embedded in the source. Google's John Holtquist, quote, "It's here. The era of AI-driven vulnerability and exploitation is already here." Google ruled out its own Gemini and Anthropic's Claude Mythos. The model used is publicly unknown, but isn't a frontier lab system. Chinese APT-27 and North Korean APT-45 are using LLMs across the kill chain.
Then Wednesday, Nginx Rift.
CVE 2026-42945, CVSS 9.2. Heap buffer overflow in the rewrite module, allowing unauthenticated remote code execution. The bug has been in Nginx since version 0.627. 18 years. Researchers at DepthFirst found it during automated AI-driven source code scanning in roughly 6 hours. Nginx runs roughly one-third of all websites. Patched versions are out, but every CDN, ingress controller, and cloud provider that depends on Nginx is patching this weekend.
And the NPM worm.
Tuesday onward, the mini Shai-Hulud worm compromised 84 versions across 42 TanStack packages, then jumped to Mistral's official client library, UiPath, Guardrails AI, and 160-plus other NPM and PyPI packages. The vector was a GitHub Actions cache poisoning chain combined with OIDC token theft. Here's the part to sit with. Every malicious tarball ships with valid SLSA build level 3 provenance attestation, the cryptographic proof the security community has been pushing as the answer to supply chain attacks. It's the first documented case of a worm producing validly attested malicious artifacts. And the credential stealer payload specifically targets AI tool config files, Claude code settings, cursor configs, continue, alongside cloud and SSH credentials. AI agent OAuth tokens are now among the highest value secrets on a developer machine.
So what's the editorial here?
This was the week the AI cybersecurity narrative graduated from what if to documented. Each of the three stories points the same direction. AI compresses the time from source code to exploit, and the existing defensive primitives, coordinated disclosure, provenance attestation, weren't designed for that compression. Nginx Rift is the strongest data point we have. 18 years of human security researchers missed a heap overflow that an AI scanner found in 6 hours. With Google now confirming criminals are using AI for 0 days in the wild, expect the White House executive order on pre-release model vetting to land in weeks, not months.
Two big frontier moves. Mira Murati finally shipped, and NVIDIA bet on David Silver.
Monday, Murati's Thinking Machines Lab finally released a model. They introduced a new architectural class they call interaction models. Full duplex multimodal transformers that natively process and emit text, audio, and image in interleaved 200 millisecond microturns. The headline model, TML Interaction Small, 276 billion total parameters, 12 billion active in a mixture of experts, reportedly hits 0.40 second turn-taking latency versus 0.57 for Gemini 3.1 Flash Live and 1.18 for GPT Real-Time 2.0. The key technique is encoder-free early fusion. Raw audio and video signals flow directly through lightweight embedding layers, skipping the heavy ASR pipelines every other voice stack uses.
And then Wednesday, NVIDIA and Ineffable.
NVIDIA and Ineffable Intelligence. David Silver's startup, the architect of AlphaGo and AlphaZero, announced a multi-year partnership to co-develop reinforcement learning infrastructure. Silver raised a record $1.1 billion seed in April at a $5.1 billion valuation. The NVIDIA partnership co-locates engineering teams to build what they're calling superlearners, agents that learn continuously from their own experience by acting, observing, scoring, and updating in tight loops, rather than ingesting static internet text. Work begins on current Grace Blackwell hardware, with Vera Rubin as the next generation target. Silver's framing, quote, "Researchers have largely solved the easier problem of AI, how to build systems that know all the things humans already know." Two simultaneous bets that the next paradigm isn't scale up the pre-training run. Marathi bets the bottleneck is the architecture for real-time multimodal I.O. NVIDIA and Silver bet the post-LLM jump comes from agents learning in simulators. Worth flagging that Ineffable is London-headquartered with UK sovereign AI fund backing, the first credible non-US, non-big tech frontier lab. Pro-Western column, but a flank no one is defending.
And then the externalities started landing. Anthropic went after small business. Meta launched an unblockable bot. And Maryland sued.
Three different angles on AI hitting the real world. Wednesday, Anthropic launched Claude for small business with 15 ready-to-run agentic workflows. Payroll, month-end close, invoice chasing, KYC, marketing campaigns. Plus connectors for QuickBooks, PayPal, HubSpot, Canva, DocuSign, Google Workspace, Microsoft 365. Every action requires explicit user approval, plus a 10-city U.S. workshop tour, a free AI course with PayPal, partnerships with CDFIs to reach underserved entrepreneurs. Small businesses are 44% of U.S. GDP and roughly half of private sector employment, and AI adoption there has trailed enterprise badly. This opens a front that doesn't compete head-on with OpenAI's enterprise sales or Microsoft Copilot bundling.
And Meta's chatbot.
Meta launched the @meta.ai bot on Threads as a Grok-style public AI account and stripped the block button. Users can mute or hit not interested, but cannot block the account. Users cannot block Meta AI became the top trending topic on Threads, with over a million posts within hours. The chatbot is in active beta in 5 countries, but the unblockable account is visible globally. First time a major platform has hard-coded an AI presence users cannot refuse. Tells you a lot about where Zuckerberg's $145 billion 2026 CapEx needs to land.
And Maryland.
Maryland's Office of People's Counsel filed a formal complaint with FERC, arguing grid operator PJM is unfairly allocating $2 billion of $22 billion in transmission upgrades to Maryland, even though the AI data centers driving the demand are mostly in Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. Over the next decade, Maryland ratepayers face an additional $1.6 billion, about $345 per residential customer. Maryland argues this violates the ratepayer protection pledge the tech companies signed with the administration. First state to formally push back on the AI cost shift to ratepayers. If Maryland wins, every state without major data center jobs gets an exit. If they lose, hyperscalers keep socializing grid costs, and the political backlash compounds.
Aaron, zoom out. The thread this week.
Three things converging into one story. The price of agentic AI is no longer hidden. Anthropic's billing change, Maryland's grid bill, the doubling of API rates over the last 6 months. All of it the same story. Subscription pricing was always cross-subsidized, and the cross-subsidy is unwinding in real time. The BUN rewrite shows what AI can actually do. The June 15th credit cap shows what it costs.
Second,
AI's offensive capabilities are now operational. Google catching a criminal built zero-day in the wild. Nginx Rift found in 6 hours after 18 years of human review. The Shai-Hulud worm producing validly attested malicious packages. The defensive stack we've been building was not designed for this compression. Expect mandatory pre-release model vetting from the White House in weeks.
And third,
The response from the West is industrial policy. Huang on Air Force One brokering the H200 deal, NVIDIA partnering with a UK-headquartered lab, Anthropic going to Main Street with workflow templates. Meanwhile, Brussels keeps regulating European labs out of the conversation. Beijing's reaction to the H200 deal, refusing chips they're legally allowed to buy, tells you exactly where China sits. They are decoupling, not catching up. And the West is responding by integrating cloud, lab, government, and now small business into a single industrial stack. Single line for the close. The honeymoon between AI capability and AI pricing ended this week, and the security bill is being written in real time.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.